You've got it.
Mystery Inspector coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a ghost.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Alex is still in London. As a matter of fact, he was on the BBC this morning, and we're going to be having clips from that footage. Out in the green room, he actually confronted the shadow chancellor of the Exchequer, Ed Balls, on why he was in attendance at Bilderberg, and so did Paul Joseph Watson. So we're going to have some clips of that, as well as clips of the interview. And we've got a lot of breaking news today. If you remember, it was The Guardian that first broke out the news about spying by the American government on the American people with Verizon. And then subsequent to that, we have seen information about how they are tapping everybody's data online on the cloud from various companies, from Microsoft, from Google, from Facebook, you name it. They have access to it. And we saw the secret document that was leaked internally from the NSA showing when various companies had come online with the PRISM program. And now today we've got some new breaking news from The Guardian again. The whistleblower who released that first bit of information about the illegal phone activity by the NSA spying on Americans under the Foreign Intelligence Security Act, they were spying on Americans, which James Clapper, director of NSA, lied to the Senate just as recently as March, telling them no such thing was happening. Well, we have a whistleblower who has now come out and is talking about why he did it and the implications for what the government is doing to people. An amazing interview, and we're going to be talking about excerpts from that. But first, I've got to say, we're going to be playing the entire interview that Alex had with the BBC. It was pretty amazing to see how the BBC has handled itself. Now, the irony, as we've talked about before, is that they would have one of the largest influence peddling scandals ever to affect the UK. They've had at least four members of parliament who have resigned just recently. Now, of course, those were also from journalist stings. These were journalists who went in, and just like we see happen here sometimes with Veritas Project, they went in and offered illegal influence, payoff for illegal influence to these members of parliament, and got them on tape accepting it. And these guys have subsequently resigned. But, of course, that wasn't the BBC that was involved in that. No, the BBC had nothing to do with that. That was another journalistic outpost. The BBC, on the other hand, is basically the lapdog of these guys. For 60 years, they never covered Bilderberg, even though BBC had leaked information that showed that in 1955 they were planning the euro, the EU, and many other things. The BBC likes to pretend that not only did that not happen, but that Bilderberg itself did not exist. This year, they could not ignore it. They looked foolish. But, you know, the stages of progression that Mahatma Gandhi gave us, he said, first they ignore you, then they ridicule you. And that's the stage that we are right now. After the beginning, this introduction, when they had Alex there, the presenter had this little set piece that was amazingly smarmy, amazingly condescending. And then they talk about what's going on there and try to backpedal and pretend that nothing of any interest is going on there. Isn't it amazing that the BBC did the same thing with the Jimmy Savile scandal? Here you've got a pedophile right amongst their midst for decades operating. Hundreds of children, victims of this pedophile, this procurer of children for the elite. And the BBC not only did nothing about it, but once one person in the BBC broke the story, the BBC covered it up. It was a major scandal at the BBC that they covered up that scandal. And they still haven't done much to report on that. But we have a history of the BBC covering up not only what is happening with the abuse of Bilderberg, of people all over the world, but even amongst their midst, the abuse of children. These are, I guess you could describe BBC journalism as see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. No matter how bad it is, they have nothing to say about it. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about this leak of information from this whistleblower and what he has to say about why he did it and what our government is doing to us. Stay tuned. We're going to have Alex join us at the bottom of the hour.
You
prepared.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-Allicin. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lost audio, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Alex Jones. We are live on this Sunday.
His audio is cutting in and out on us. We're going to be right back with him. We're going to reestablish some contact. It's Sunday, June 9th. Alex is in London covering Bilderberg. I'm David Knight here back at the home studio. A lot of information breaking today. We've got Alex storming the BBC. We've got Bill Maurer and liberals defending the NSA surveillance grid. You know, when I look at Bill Maurer doing this, I think about the fact that what a rabid atheist he is. And whenever you deny the real God, you're going to make men into gods. And basically, that's what he does. He's got his security surveillance state that he's making into a god there. We've got another phony jobs report from the government that lies about everything. And that's an article up on InfoWars from Paul Craig Roberts. He was the former Reagan Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. He knows what he's talking about. As a matter of fact, there's a great book by author Vox, V-O-X, Day. And he talks about exactly the mechanism of how they lie over and over again, releasing one set of economic statistics and then revising them the next quarter into something that's a little bit closer to reality, but how they play games with the way they define jobs and the way they define the loss or gain of jobs. We also have an article up on InfoWars talking about the NSA's Boundless Informant. That's the name of the program that the government gave it, was Boundless Informant. And that basically pretty much describes what it was. It's informing on the American people, and it truly is boundless. They collect 3 billion intelligence pieces from the networks in just 1 month. Doing the math on that, that works out to 100 million per day. 100 million per day. And as this article from that's up on InfoWars, it's originally from ZeroHedge.com. As I said, this whole China is hacking us script may promptly fall apart. That's right, folks. It's pretty ridiculous that they're trying to scare people about cyber terrorism from other countries. When we find out that the biggest cyber terrorist of them all is the United States government and has been for quite some time. We've been telling you about that. Of course, the BBC didn't cover that. The American news media didn't cover that. But we've had whistleblowers who have talked about that. We've had documents that have been exposed talking about that, even though the mainstream media hasn't covered it. It is a reality. It is not a conspiracy theory. And hopefully now that people can see some of these documents and see the amazing reaction of the government to this, it is absolutely, truly amazing. Let me just read one more excerpt from this Zero Hedge Fund about Boundless Informant. He says that James Clapper, that's the head of the NSA, announced earlier today that citizens falling under the NSA's espionage mandate of Section 702 cannot be used to intentionally target any U.S. citizen or any other U.S. person, or to intentionally target any person known to be in the United States. Well, that's the law. That's the law that they passed, FISA, which in and of itself flew directly into the face of the Constitution and denied constitutional protections. But even that unconstitutional assertion of power, they have broken. They will not even stay in line with their overreaching Patriot Act and FISA. And look at the reaction. Look at the reaction of these people. They say that they're going to come after whoever did this. They're not repentant. They're not sorry about what they did. They're just sorry that they got caught like a real thief. Alex, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I got stuck out here in the field reporting, so I'm not back to our studio with good audio, so I'm driving on the road right now via Skype. But as soon as I get back to our home base and I come back to Austin tomorrow, I'm here in London, England, I will call them with a ton of inside breaking news. But absolutely, it's a felony to have all the phone records of every Verizon customer handed over to the White House so they can target and harass libertarians, conservatives, others, go after pro-life groups, spy on churches. This is authoritarianism.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think you're breaking up a little bit. Can you, Alex, are you there? But we lost
him. Yeah, I am, David. I'll just...
Okay, we got you.
Okay.
I think we got you. No, I think we've lost you. Okay. I was just going to go over the, as Alex pointed out, this is a huge felony. Just remember that it was a handful of journalists that Nixon and Kissinger, who was at pulling the strings on that, it's just a handful of journalists that they were accused of in Watergate, and that caused the resignation of a president because he was going to be impeached for that as well as other crimes. And we know that just spying on citizens isn't the only thing that Obama has done. But let's look at what this administration has done. Not only have we repeatedly seen members of the Obama administration lie under oath, lying about the tapping of citizens' phones, lying about the way they're using the IRS, lying about Fast and Furious, under oath repeatedly, but we also see them now openly asserting that they didn't do anything wrong, that they have the power to listen to all of our phone conversations. As a result, we've put up a new petition, InfoWars has. You might check this out on thewhitehouse.com. This is the wording of the petition. President Richard Nixon resigned after wiretapping a handful of journalists, sparing the nation the ordeal of impeachment. We call on Obama to do the same. His administration vetted the NSA's surveillance of millions of Americans and seriously violated the Fourth Amendment. He confiscated personal records of reporters, thus violating the First Amendment. And the IRS, under his watch, harassed political organizations opposed to his policies. Moreover, his administration has lied under oath to Congress. And in addition to violating Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution by invading Libya, his administration engaged in torture and conducted a covert drone war. Due to the severity of these crimes, we call for the immediate resignation of Barack Obama. That's a petition that InfoWars put up on. Actually, I think it was Kurt Nemo put that up under his name on the White House. Feel free to go to the White House and sign that petition. I think we're at a juncture right now where if we don't stand up and do something about this criminal regime, it's going to be interpreted as acceptance. They're going to make this the new normal. We already have Obama and James Clapper, the NSA chief, saying that the government is going to open a criminal probe into the NSA leaks. But, of course, they got beat to it because the person who actually leaked this has now gone public in The Guardian. He's in Hong Kong, and he talks about why he did it. Now, this is what they asked him. They said, why did you decide to become a whistleblower? And the person's name is Edward Snowden. And he said, the NSA has built an infrastructure that allows it to intercept almost everything. With this capability, the vast majority of human communications are automatically ingested without targeting. If I wanted to see your emails or your wife's phone, all I have to do is use intercepts. I can get your emails, your passwords, your phone records, your credit cards. Now, this is what he says, which is really key. I don't want to live in a society, and neither do I, that does these sorts of things. I do not want to live in a world where everything I do and say is recorded. That is not something I am willing to support or to live under. And then they play devil's advocate and they say, but isn't there a need for surveillance to try to reduce the chances of terrorist attacks like Boston? He said, we have to decide why terrorism is now a new threat. See, it is not a new threat. It is just police work. that needs to be done. It's not an excuse for them to go in and start tapping everybody's phones and listening to everybody's conversation and recording everything and storing it at the Utah Data Center so that they can, in the future, when their software is better, go back and data mine that and use that to threaten, to blackmail, to jail people. We already have more people jailed in the United States than any other country in terms of absolute numbers, more than China. And China has a population that is many times the size of our population in a very authoritarian government. What does it say about our government that we have that sort of thing? We're going to be right back. We're going to get Alex Jones on the show joining us here from London. We've got a little bit of transmission problems, but he will be joining us shortly. I'm David Knight. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared.
prepared than scared.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex here in Austin, and we have Alex on the road in London. He's there covering Bilderberg, and he's had some interesting encounters earlier today at the BBC. Alex, are you there?
Absolutely, David. Again, once I get back into a better zone and back into my hotel, I should be with you in the second hour tonight. Sorry about the technical problems. The wonders of audio Skype don't seem to work too well over here in London some of the time, but am I coming through to you?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay. Okay, let me just lay out what's coming up tonight. Look, they've now broken in the news. It's in the British press right now. This just broke that the new NSA information with Verizon handing over millions of customers' data on conservatives, libertarians, everybody, so they can harass and spy on us. The whistleblower was an NSA mid-level person, and they had to go to political asylum in Hong Kong, and his name is now public. And he went on to say that it's sad that America is thought of as free, but I have to go to a country that's not known as being very free to even be able to get this free speech. It is illegal when the NSA randomly listens and grabs data. But listen, none of this is a secret. Austinites, remember me in 1996 on the air, when it was in MIT magazine, when it was in the Congressional Record, when all the tech publications were reporting $9 billion of taxpayer money to upgrade the NSA snooping systems that are built into all the telecommunications hubs. This is an absolute fact. All of our listeners have heard me break down the Telecommunications Act of 96. Anyone can go read it. It said that by 2001, all cell phones had to have tracker systems hardwired into them to track everywhere you are and turn your phone on and listen to it even when it's off so you can't know. I went on and on and on. We broke every bit of this down. And just like the IRS is persecuting pro-lifers and gun rights organizations and libertarian and conservative groups and veterans groups and Jewish groups, they are using all of this not to catch us in doing bad things, but to know what we're doing. To be Google was set up by the NSA 14 years ago on record with CIA funding from NQTEL. That's what's so frustrating. This is all public. And they just tell you, no one's listening to you. That's a crazy man, Alex Jones. And there's no secret death camps, and there's no FEMA camps, and there's no torture, and fluoride's good for you, and the vaccines are good for you. When it's all on record, it's killing us. Harvard studies the fluoride's killing us. Mainline studies the vaccines are killing us. Thousands of studies on fluoride alone. Hundreds on GMO. This is a program. And it's just like they would say, Bilderberg doesn't exist. Bilderberg doesn't exist. Bilderberg doesn't exist. Over and over and over again. There are no secret groups. There's no lobbying groups. Also, some royalty and robber barons and the Rockefellers are meeting with government heads in secret. It doesn't exist. Okay, it exists, but don't worry about it. So what if it violates British law? So what if it violates federal law, the Logan Act? We have all those laws, by the way, listed on Infowars.com in a red-linked article. And today, I went and was on the biggest Sunday news show in the United Kingdom, in Ireland, Scotland, and England. I was on the biggest show, the Sunday politics show. And I went in there, and they wouldn't let me get the information out. They made jokes about Bilderberg. They made jokes right before I came on about, you know, he claims they're putting poison in the water, and had a Bilderberg group member, one of the top ministers in the government, laugh at everybody. And so I came out and gave it to them with both barrels. We're going to play that coming up in the next segment. We'll come in. It'll basically fill the whole segment. David Knight can introduce it briefly. And then we'll come back after that segment and play some of the excerpts of my speech yesterday to 2,000 people on a grassy knoll right across from the Grove States and Hotel, where 150 world leaders, including the head of Google, the Prime Minister of England, the Queen of the Netherlands, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, all of them were meeting. And let me tell you what happened after I gave this 45-minute speech. And they had to turn away 1,000 people because they couldn't even fit. When I gave this speech, the police came over, the head police, the deputy police chief, and said, "I want to hug, you're right," and hugged me. And the police lined up and were demanding to hug me and had tears on their eyes and said, "We know it's basically true." I mean, that is the level of awakening that we are seeing happening, because they've lied about all this corruption. They've lied about all this tyranny. They've lied about all this fraud for so long. They've gotten everybody's face for so long saying none of this exists. But now it's being admitted that it exists, the tyranny, the spying, the torture, the government funding Al-Qaeda, running all these tyrannical groups, being totally ruthless. Of course they are. We gave them all this incredible power. We gave them all of this free reign, and of course they took advantage of it. That's why we have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, because our forebears have gone through this. All our ancestors, no matter where you come from in the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America, Europe, it doesn't matter. Everybody goes through this. That's why we keep tyrants in check. That's why we are jealous of our freedom. That's why it's important that people be aware and be involved and understand what's happening. And so many historical things are happening, but I go into the green room about to go on the biggest, it's like Meet the Press here in the UK. In fact, it's basically their Meet the Press show. Meet the Press is modeled after it. And they have the Prime Minister on it last week, and this week they had the head of the Exchequer on, and that's their Treasury. And the head of the Treasury, because they have a parliament, so they have like two heads of it. So the out-of-power party is the Labour. So the shadow exchequer of their treasury is in there right before me, and I'm in studio with him. And when they go to break to play a promo that I'm coming up, I walk over and confront him, and I go, "You're a Bilderberg Group member. You were in there." And he says, "I can't talk about it." That video is on Infowars.com. Then he walks out. I go on TV. Paul Watson of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, my reporter, confronts him and says, "You're breaking the federal law in the UK. We're going to play that clip towards the end of the hour." And he said, "No government minister can be in a secret policy meeting. It has to be recorded. There has to be minutes. That's federal law here in the UK. And he says, "I'm not a government minister," when he's a sitting member of parliament and also the head of the Treasury for Labour. Again, it's the Tories that are in power right now, but they have power sharing, so it's like a multifaceted. They have like two heads of it. The first, he's like the vice president of the Treasury. All of this was going on. They had the head of the Treasury, the vice president of the Treasury, the prime minister, all these leaders of the UK in there, and they've been caught lobbying. There's a huge lobbying scandal going on right now inside the United Kingdom, with people resigning and all this corruption on fake wind farms and people getting paid off and all this stuff. And that's the tip of the iceberg. Lockheed Martin got paid paying off Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. All this, it's all coming up. But first, this big confrontation where I get in the BBC's face and wake the people of the UK up is coming up, and then more, part of my speech. And David Knight, riding shotgun as traffic cop. Stay with us. It's the InfoWar from England.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people will grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every year, usually the very first occasion to discuss, well, who knows, because as you've seen, it's all very hush-hush. Guests include the likes of Henry Kissinger, the head of the IMF, and our very own Prime Minister, as well as Mr. Bowles. The PM joined them for this year's top secret tete-a-tete, which was being held this weekend in the Watford.
Sunny Watford.
It's where world domination begins. It's like Christmas for conspiracy theorists, including our Adam. We'll be right back.
the masters of the universe and their critics have spent the weekend at Watford's posh Grove Hotel for the annual Bilderberg meeting. Could that be the Prime Minister? Did George Osborne and Ed Balls share a ride? Is that the boss of Amazon or of Google? Usually top secret, this year the organisers have released a list of the roughly 150 people in there and the topics they've been discussing, including growth, big data and current affairs. The protesters outside accuse this group of everything, from climate change to coups, but they're mainly annoyed about the lack of transparency. The man in the middle of the crowd is Alex Jones, king of the conspiracy theorists. Are there any conspiracy theories out there that you think are just too nuts and are just too extreme? How about these guys?
Yeah, I don't personally think they're extraterrestrials or anything like some people say.
Scary stuff, but this protest seems more like a slightly weird party.
It's just corporate negative, so we're here to destroy them all.
Surrounded by a ring of steel and a big but fairly relaxed police presence, which Bilderberg veterans say is a big change.
Well, I had a baptism of fire in 2009, just outside Athens, so I went along and tried to cover it and spent a week being arrested, rearrested.
While for residents of Watford, it's a bit so what.
Well, I heard it was a secret shadow government meetings. Hasn't been held in England for a long, long while.
And what do you think of that?
What?
Secret shadow government.
Sam?
Back at base, very few of the 22 invitees from the UK wanted to talk. Well, I just managed to speak to a very senior Bilderberger on the phone. I asked him why all the secrecy, and he said until the 1990s, they used to hold press conferences after every meeting, but no journalists turned up, so they stopped doing them. Then, as if by magic, a member of the organisation's influential steering committee turned up in the BBC's offices.
What goes with Bilderberg is an informal discussion about politics and the world's problems with a lot of politicians and businessmen. We always produce lists of who's there, it's not secret. But we don't have a mass audience listening to our discussions, so it's a good informal weekend where we get together. The internet is full of nutty theories about how we're ruling the world, we're going to invade America, we're poisoning the water courses, all this kind of thing. It's very much duller than that, I can assure you.
Oh, I'm actually slightly disappointed. Maybe not so sinister after all. But luckily, I'm told there's a Bilderberg splinter group called the Trilateral, which includes the Chinese. And you know how open they are.
That was Adam Fleming reporting from Watford. We've not seen him since. So if you see him, point him back here. We're joined by Alex Jones, an American shock jock. He's been campaigning for more openness at the Bilderberg Conference. David Aronovich, who's always sniffy about conspiracy theories. He's a columnist for The Times. Alex Jones, you've been covering Bilderberg for a long time. What have you ever found out about it?
In that piece you just played, there's nothing in the water. Hydrofluorosilicic acid in major Harvard studies has been causing a sevenfold increase in bone cancer.
What's that got to do with Bilderberg?
What have I discovered about Bilderberg? The BBC was able to get the documents decades ago that they helped found the Euro, which was actually a Nazi German plan to take over countries economically. No, that's on record. And I've interviewed members of the EU Parliament on the subject who were out there at the event.
But what's that?
3,000 people. They turned 1,000. Bilderberg is heavily involved in the EU plan and helped hatch it, and it is a Nazi plan. They had Lockheed scandals, just like the big lobbying scandals right now in the 70s, and that's why the SS officer, Prince Bernhard, the founder, had to step down. It is the ultimate lobbying meeting while you guys have this huge scandal going on. Your prime minister's going there. Balls was just here, Bilderberg group member. We have forced them from cover to admit that there are puppeteers above the major parties.
David Aron. So now we know. Now we know that Bilderberg has given us the euro.
Yes, I mean, if you talk to Alex for any length of time, you discover all kinds of things that you didn't know about the world.
We've blown it wide open.
You have. You have absolutely blown it wide open. But it leaves me with a huge question for you, Alex. And it's you have uncovered the New World Order, which is deadly. It's full of what you call people who are criminals. Well, this is what I'm coming to. It's full of criminals, etc., who seek to run the world and will kill anybody who gets in their way. And you are almost, or have been, a lone crusader powering against them. So, how come?
How
are you still alive?
Why am I alive?
Which is, which is the explanation? One, they don't exist. Or two, you're part of the conspiracy.
No, let me tell you a story.
I say the first.
5 years ago when Obama and Hillary...
I say the second.
5 years ago when Hillary and Obama were at Bilderberg and the Secret Service was there in helicopters, the New York Times came out and said I was crazy. There was no Bilderberg group meeting. And my wife got phone calls, and so did I, threatening to kill us. And the people said, and you better take it serious because you were just talking to your dad that was in the hospital. You better shut your mouth or we're going to cut your head off.
But
now,
if they were going to kill you...
They listen to everybody's phone lines. They call up and harass people that expose them and tell them what they were just talking about.
They harass
you're going to say there's no spine.
Alex,
it's like Nazi Germany. The only spy on the bad guys, huh?
You let him speak. No.
Well, Alex, I saw one of your ministers say this, though.
No, Alex, I'm here. I'm
tyranny.
No, shut up. I'm here to testify that your head was not cut off.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you sure about
they kill me, it turns me into a martyr, it puts big exclamation points on the end of what I've said, and I have put out a lot of information, there's millions of others that are exposing it, and look, we have mega banks that are getting $85 billion a month of U.S. taxpayer money, most of it goes to Europe and England, British taxpayers, EU taxpayers have to pay to these mega bankers, they're in there setting this up, it's come out, and then the media distracts you with, look at a guy that talked to a lobbyist, when the real lobbyist is going on.
Listen, you're not going to dominate this. He gets to speak too. It's not your own radio show. Should we be worried about Bilderberg Group at all?
It's mildly interesting, the Bilderberg Group, and it feels, doesn't it, when you were talking about it and the film, slightly kind of out of date as belonging to the era when when you couldn't even admit in Parliament that there was a success, you know, when we called the head of MI5M or whatever it was we called them, we couldn't admit to these things. Yeah. And so to the extent that it seems...
People aren't ready to be spied on yet.
What was that a fact?
People haven't been acclimated yet.
Did you let him finish?
We're in a police state. It's 1984.
Yeah, listen,
would
you let him
finish? Alex, how come you're here? If we're in a police state,
turned back some of my reporters, but they didn't turn me back, and I was told this because they don't want to make a stink.
Do you think the BBC is part of the Bilderberg Group?
Well, you know, Winston Smith did work here. I mean, come on, Eric Blair worked here, and that's what he said it was.
Why do you think we've let you on? Why have we let you on then?
Because you guys think that you can manage the whole thing, and now our information's gotten too big. I have 3 million radio listeners a day. That's a low number. 3 million. I get about 50 million YouTube views a month. That's a very conservative number. I make films, put them online for free, that get watched 40 million times, like the Obama deception. That's why, because the establishment doesn't know what to do.
Alex has this point, and it's an important one. I would have, say, 10 years ago said, listen to all this stuff. He believes that people put cancer virus in vaccine in order to create a eugenics program. That's what he believes.
We talk about like medical discovery.
I would have said, hey, that's kind of mad and so on. And it's an interesting psychological phenomenon.
Like Tuskegee,
the problem is that conspiracy theories like this are believed in...
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game, okay? Our government in the U.S. is building FEMA camps. We have an NDAA where they disappear people now. You have this arrest for public safety, life in prison.
You are the worst person I've ever interviewed.
No, it's basically off with their heads, disappear them,
David, thank
take
you
them
for
away.
InfoWars.com.
Liberty
you're watching the
Liberty
Sunday Politics.
Monday.
We have an idiot
freedom
on the program
will not
today.
Stop. You will not stop
just
freedom.
20 minutes.
You will not stop the Republic. Humanity is awakening. InfoWars.com. No, you guys are
talking. I'll be looking at the week ahead with our political panel. Until then, the Sunday Politics across the UK.
Think of the public isn't waking up.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex here in Austin. Alex is still in London, finishing up Bilderberg coverage. And as you just heard in the last segment, he was on this morning on the BBC News' main news program, an interview there. That was pretty amazing to watch how smarmy and condescending they were. But it's been interesting to see that the two contacts that Alex has had with the BBC, the first one, the reporter, was coming back with nonsensical replies to everything he was saying, and non sequiturs, and just trying to provoke Alex, as she said later on, into getting upset. And he was laying out a very clear presentation of what Bilderberg was about, and about how it had been ignored by the mainstream media. And as he's talking about how it was ignored by the mainstream media, she's ignoring everything that he's saying and saying, you're just making this up, aren't you? What we've seen here, especially in this last interview segment, is how the BBC has moved from the ignoring segment into the ridicule segment. That's the progression of events, as Mahatma Gandhi said. First they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win. And we are actually in the fight right now. They may be in the ridicule stage, we're in the fight stage. It's very easy to try to demagogue these issues because there's something that the mainstream media is not presenting. When you come in and say the government is listening to everything that you're saying on any electronic communication, they're reading your emails, they're tapping your phones. When you start saying that, it may sound paranoid to people who haven't heard this. Alex has been saying this for 17 years because this has a very long history. Now people are seeing that that is truly, in fact, what they are doing. Just as he's been talking about the Bilderberg meetings and how they meet in secret in violation of transparency laws and accountability laws in most of the countries, in violation of the Logan Act that we have here in this country. These people are meeting and it's massive influence peddling, and we have notes from their minutes that show what they are doing globally. And yet, when you put that out there, it's a very different, very radically different paradigm. And as you saw, Alex was basically getting in their face, because that's one way to wake people up, because they're so used to this very quiet speech, especially on the BBC. It's a great way to wake people up, to shout at them. But if people really want to know what's going on, put it to the test. Go to InfoWars.com. Take a look at the articles there. Yeah, it's hard to believe that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is buying billions of bullets. Billions of bullets. It's pretty hard to believe that, isn't it? But when you go to our articles, we've got links to the RFPs. We have links to the documents from Bilderberg. We document what we do. We have to do it more than the BBC, because unlike the BBC, people aren't going to accept what we say just on faith. We have to show them the actual evidence. Now, Alex was doing a lot of this throughout Bilderberg, and he had a great speech at the Bilderberg meeting yesterday. We had the Fringe Festival. Basically, it was thousands of people that was kind of wrapping up the protests, and they had David Icke speaking, and Alex spoke yesterday, and here's an excerpt from that speech.
Alex Jones, please.
Roots. Nowhere do you have to actually climb on the stage. I love it. Yeah. And that's how you can just see the incredible humanity that is here. And I want to salute every single man, woman, and child that have traveled here from all over jolly old England and the rest of the world. I salute you. Yeah. This is so historic. What is happening right now, and I want to start getting into that here in just a moment. But first off, I want to point out there are thousands of people in here right now, but they are turning away thousands of others who couldn't get parking and who they're not letting in. So let it be known that the BBC will probably report there were five people here. But that's why they're discredited. That's why the power structure is falling apart. I actually had the BBC, of like six interviews I've done with them, one of the ladies said, so you say there's a meeting going on here. So you claim there's something called the Bilderberg Group. Are you insane? That's how stupid they think their viewers are. But the truth is, they're losing all their viewers because people are awake to the globalists and their lying propaganda organs. They're arrogant. They are so used to a population that will buy anything they're told that they are destroying their own credibility more and more. There is no doubt that trillions of dollars a month worldwide are stolen from the people of the West to finance the globalist takeover of the planet.
And what's so dangerous about it is the globalists have all written books, all made statements about what their plan is for the New World Order. Their plan is worldwide poverty and forced population reduction. They want to bankrupt every family in the world except for a few dozen families so they can control you with their fiat currency and bring in total technocratic world slavery. And the reason there are so many people here today and millions watching in the real free press across the world is because humanity has figured out that we're in deep trouble and that these dangerous parasites have ill will towards us. It's not that they don't care about us. They care about killing us. They want the world for themselves. They've stolen the governments. They've stolen the money. They've stolen the cultures. They've stolen almost everything. And now they want us out of the way so they can move forward into the future with all the technology that humankind developed. They take the ideas and the energy of you, the creative, and they use it against you. And I'm here to tell you how to stop them. Fight them with information. Fight them with truth. Fight them with art. And never give up and realize that we are. And realize that we are in a war. That they are attacking us, that they are attacking our families, that they are attacking our nations, that they are attacking our cultures. They want us absolutely neutralized so they can take over this planet, and I'm going to break that down today. But first off, I want to say this. The globalists absolutely are angry today to know the shadow government. The shadow government and the periscope of their subterranean world tyranny that has popped up just a few hundred yards away from us, the Bilderberg Group, they have fought for 60 years to maintain their secrecy, and they have threatened their reporters and their media institutions all over the world that they would be fired if they ever even wrote the words Bilderberg. And now all of us together and the real media have forced this out in the open, and I'm here to tell you without a shadow of a doubt, today is the true beginning of the fall of the Bilderberg Group. Today.
That's pretty amazing. You know, the BBC's credibility couldn't fall any farther. First, they announced the fall of Building 7 20 minutes before it happened, with the building still standing in the background of the reporter. You have to ask, what was up with that? And many people have. And then they do this hit piece, basically, and finally admitting that Bilderberg actually exists, just as they've been forced to admit that the child predation of Jimmy Savile, celebrated celebrity amongst their midst, that they covered up. And then covered up after the fact, after it became public knowledge. They did their best to penalize the reporters, the real reporters of the BBC who brought that out. But I think it's interesting to look at how the silly ways that they cover this. They actually had a clown and a ventriloquist. Well, you know who the real clowns and the real ventriloquist dummies are? It's the presenters who are the shills for the politicians and the corporations that are at Bilderberg. These people have lost all credibility. It's just amazing. But the information is getting out there. Alex is putting it out there. And we're going to be talking more to Alex live from London right after this break. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I don't know.